CliffCentral.com. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. Yes. Woke up this morning feeling good. Then I realized there was absolute silence around me. No lights, and the fan that I left on in the evening was not on. I thought, must be load shedding. How exciting. Isn't that great?
My season 25, episode 240 of Another Day in South Africa. Right.
It's so sneaky, though. Like, I woke up at 1 in the morning to take a leak, and that's exactly when the power went out.
So while you were awake?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's like, dude, why are you cutting me off at 1?
All right,
that's anyway. How they're laughing
that's
at how, us.
That's what Eskom... You want to hear from the Eskom board meeting right now? Yeah. This is what's going on over there right now.
Yes!
Exactly.
Bastard. So 9 hours ago, that is... Nine. Okay. 9 hours ago, it was 9 p.m. and Eskom released the statement saying that Eskom will implement stage 2 load shedding this evening from 10 p.m. So they gave us an hour's warning.
So is stage 2 like everyone in the country, or do we know? I still don't know what these stupid stages mean. Does anyone know?
Yeah, it means everyone in the country.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Stage 2 is everyone in the country. What's stage 1?
No, stage 1, 2, or 3 is everyone in the country.
Yeah, but what does 1, 2, or 3 mean, though, in terms of, like,
rankings or, I don't know.
Like, how long are we cut off with stage?
So, if you are stage 1, your suburb might not be affected at all, or it might be affected once for 3 hours. If it's stage 2, you might be affected once or twice
so it's all
for
might.
3 hours. And no, not might. It just depends on where you are on the grid.
Yeah.
I'm just skimming over what they said. Yeah. Early in the week, we communicated to the public that any unexpected shift in generating capacity, such as additional unplanned breakdowns and the depletion of our energy reserves, may necessitate the need to implement load shedding at short notice. Okay.
Fucking useless.
short notice.
I have never in my life heard of the level of incompetence that this useless state-owned entity manages to piss out every time it opens its one of its orifices to make a statement.
Then they said yesterday they lost 3 additional generation units.
How? Because of a lack of maintenance.
I don't know. And had to use their emergency reserves in order to meet demand throughout the day. And as a result, the emergency reserves were at a critically low level, and that's why they needed to be replenished overnight.
All right, fine. Dude. Then everybody gets 50% off their bill this month from Eskom.
Ooh, yes.
That's it. So if I was the president, first of all, I would have fired everyone at Eskom, every fucking one of them, and made them reapply for their jobs. Everyone. Useless. There are, 4,000 people there? Or something near that. I'm beside myself. 4,000 people. Fire all of them. Start again. You want to reapply for your job? Let's see your qualifications. Let's see what you do.
There are plenty of people wanting jobs.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Qualified people.
Right. We've got a country full of people with qualifications and people who are willing to do all kinds of work. Let's hire the best people and get rid of this millstone around our necks. Second of all, everybody in the country gets 50% off their bill because the government is fucked up running this thing.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Of course aye.
Right. And then third of all this debt, you got to pay it off and you got to make sure that you don't accumulate this debt again by scurrilous contracts with people like the Guptas. For heaven's sake, it's not hard to run this, is it? Ugh, each stage number equals a megawatt. So stage 3 is 3 megawatts, meaning more areas have to load shed at the same time. That's what that's according to who's this? This is Kala. He says he knows this stuff.
And so, stage 3 means that you might be affected twice in one day.
I'm sorry. I've just been corrected now.
Okay.
Lorette says Eskom has 47,000 employees, not 4,000. Sorry. Quite right. Thank you, Lorette. Thought maybe I was wrong there. Good.
Oh, you
Lord.
Got the 4 right.
47,000. We must be in the line of caucus because we were not load shed at all. I'm assuming you mean that, like, you live near someone important.
Yeah, so a friend of mine lives near all the parliamentary, or rather the embassies in Pretoria. Mm-hmm. And so she doesn't get load shed at all.
Yeah. Well, here's an interesting take on this, in case you're annoyed as well. Eddie says, I love it when the power goes off, then I can light my candles and enjoy the energy of the moon.
Yeah, look, I don't want to just attribute it to one night of load shedding, but I had a great night of sleep. And I pleasantly woke up and thought, quiet.
Yeah, sure.
You know, we have to find the silver lining somewhere in all of these things.
Someone's telling us to man up here. Andrew says, in Zambia, we're complaining about getting 18 hours load shedding instead of just the usual 12.
Yeah, I do feel like you guys should man up a bit.
Okay. All right. What's up, GCS team? You had a guest a few months back who was selling credit insurance products that decrease monthly. What's the name of the company? What are you, insane? I'm just going to pull that on my asshole. Tato, hold on. Tato, let me just look around here. Hang on.
He's bending over.
You know what? I can't remember what we did a few months back about someone selling credit insurance products that decrease monthly.
Wait, hold up.
Come on.
See, I will remember.
There's
don't
no
worry.
Way to remember this. I love that. Like, a couple of months later, the guy's like, I remember
something.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I know, Tato, but
you guys are moaners today.
I can't,
you can't do anything
about
it now.
I can't help him. I want to help him. I can't help him.
Thank goodness I came.
Thank goodness.
Wow.
Well, you help him then.
Where would we be without you, Leanne?
Yo, you can't help him either.
No, I
all right, maybe
Tato,
we are
sorry,
moaning
I do
too much.
Want to help you, but... Give us more. Mm. Well, give me more. Leanne and I will help you.
Yeah,
they'll help you.
I don't know about the rest of the group.
All right, sorry, we've been moaning a lot. Leanne's right. Jesus. You know, sometimes you need someone to
remind
you.
We walked into darkness in here this morning.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah.
All right, let's go through some stuff. Uh-huh. There's lots on the agenda today. Oh, Mpumi Mops, who's from the Real Housewives of Joburg, is coming in to join us.
Ooh.
You remember we got Crystal K in here a while ago?
Mm-hmm.
So, Nompumelelo Mopotluane.
She's new to this season.
Yeah.
Oh, are you also watching?
I just sometimes catch a little bit of it, but I'm not like an avid watcher.
I try to promise myself not to get into some of these reality shows, but then somehow I'm sucked in. So you watch
it properly.
Knee deep in there.
GC, you're in a mood. I was in such a good mood this morning, and then we've been trying to reset the system here because we need to be able to record for podcasts. Right. So,
like our core job.
Yeah, it's our main business. And
you only had one job.
Yeah, it might be naked insurance.
Yes,
to answer
it could be.
Tato. We did some stuff with naked insurance not so long ago.
Oh, yes.
Could be Ernest, so maybe talk to them. Hmm. Yeah, they're there. We see somehow we were able to help.
Don't you feel better now?
I feel so much better that I've been able to be useful to Tato.
Yes.
Huh.
Reach out.
Yeah, and you got a new laptop.
Oh, no. Can I hear hops?
Look at you. You got the new one.
This is like the top of the range, boy. Guys. Oh, wow. It's even got this little bar at the top.
And it's the space gray one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what happened was I went in with my 20,000 rand voucher, which I got from insurance.
That's nice.
Halala.
And asked them what I could get. And he said, you won't believe this,
but
we've got a top of the range little guy who someone bought. They opened the box and they were like, I didn't want this color, I wanted silver.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
So they gave me 6,000 rand off.
Sure. Just because someone else didn't want it.
Just because the box is open, yeah.
Wow. Ooh, that's
a good deal.
That's a fantastic
deal.
And
it doesn't happen often, apparently.
Jeez.
So
in other words, you're working on a computer that could basically send someone to the moon.
Yeah, and I just need to figure out.
Yeah, have you figured out all these buttons and new MacBook? I mean, it's not the same as ours.
I'm getting there.
It's very fun.
Well, Leanne, the most important one is the volume button to decrease
the
volume.
That was the first thing I saw was the mute button.
And don't stick any things into the openings unless you know for sure they belong in there and they're not going
to
break.
Orifices.
Yeah, Leanne, just use that as a general life lesson.
This is the interesting part. There are no USB ports, eh?
Yeah,
well, that sucks, doesn't it?
But you just buy an adapter.
Yeah, but now you need to buy an adapter on top of it and carry it.
I got the same problem.
Only 300 rand.
Yeah, well,
300
rand for you, Leanne. For me, it's like, sure.
So Leanne says to me on Wednesday, she's like, how the hell do you manage with Gord? He doesn't shut up. He just talks and talks and talks. He's exhausted.
See, I don't know why you did that to me. I thought you were going to be here.
I'm sorry. I was in the middle of nowhere.
You didn't know this, Leanne?
No, I just thought that Gord wasn't going to be in.
You didn't know how he is?
No, she's
never experienced this?
You know what? I've listened to podcasts where he's on.
Yeah. It's not the same.
But until you're in it.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're in it, like, your head's going to explode. That's how I feel.
Yeah. All right, what's everyone doing for the weekend? Come on, let's have some stories before the fact. Come on.
Mm. Actually, I have to open up my calendar with this one.
Oh, see, are you
so busy? It was Friday.
You got the whole thing going there.
Okay.
Well, what are you doing, Smarty Pants?
Why am I Smarty Pants by opening my calendar?
You got to open a calendar.
Don't start me. I am not a god. Thanks. Moving on.
Gugu has such an abrasive personality.
I don't understand why he's so coarse.
It's a wonder that anyone in the world wants to talk to you. You look for shit where there isn't any. You make enemies where you should be making friends. You're going to have a hard life, my friend. You really are. Your life is going to be hard. Like, instead of just saying, yeah, tell us, Sia, you go, yeah, tell us, Smarty Pants.
Why?
And you wonder why all he wants to do is hate you for every moment that he's awake during the day. Unbelievable.
But I foresee that you're going to learn the hard way.
Is it?
Something's going
to
happen.
Well, Gareth, you talk to me.
What? Gareth will not be your savior.
You don't need to feel offended.
Feel offended, but don't use me as a barometer for other people. I'm a terrible barometer for other people. Other people have much more sensitivity than I do. And if you're going to base your interactions with the human race on me, you're going to end up even worse off.
Oh, no.
So think about,
I'll be okay.
Think about how your gran would feel, or how your, you know, a young female relative might feel if you said some of those things that you say here. And you'll suddenly realize, like, oh shit, I'm like hurting people's feelings. I'm looking for fights I don't need to have.
What type of friends do you have? Group of friends?
Very tiny group of friends.
Are they all buttas?
No, not really.
Do you guys meet at a pub for a dope?
No. We do bries, you know, from time to time.
That's about it.
That's about it.
Eddie wants to know if Gord was high on Wednesday because...
He may have been.
Let me stop you guys right there. Gord is incredible and amazing in the show and show-stopping and fun and loved by many. So that...
Not disputing that.
That's coming from Gucho. All right, fine. Fair enough. My boyfriend is in town. I'm going to be having so much sex tonight and fun things and alcohol.
Ooh. My boyfriend's back and you're going to be in trouble. Hey now, hey now, my boyfriend's back.
Okay, enough. Thanks.
Cuckoo.
Again.
We are singing again. For sex.
Again, not your place.
No, but it's not your sex.
We're happy for anyone who's breaking
We're
their back and sipping and sewing.
We're happy for who's going to have some sex.
Yeah.
Oh, can't you be pleased for someone else?
Really?
Don't know if I can be happy for someone else's sex.
Then that's your own
then
problem.
Then it's jealousy. Jealous down.
Of course.
Jealous down. I love that saying. It's so South African, huh? Jealous down. How was your interview with Richard Branson? Well, I didn't do an interview with Richard Branson, but Sia was there when he was interviewed.
Ooh, yes.
They did offer me an opportunity to interview him, and I said, well, I already have, in a plane, at 30,000 feet for like 20 minutes.
I mean, you really don't get cooler than that.
I was like,
let's just call it what it is.
I don't need to interview him again. What, on the ground? Are you?
Whoa.
What for?
Was it on a mango flight?
Really? Really?
Oh, that's hilarious. That's good. I like that.
No, it's very cool. He's in the country for a couple of days, and this was an event that he was streaming to his employees the world over. And he was chatting with, he was on two panels, and they were like with different South African stakeholders. The president was meant to be there, but he was eventually unable to make it. Great conversations that we had about like the state of South Africa, and more specifically, I think whoever you are, you would have walked away there, even if you watched it via live stream, you would have walked away with a sense of, okay, it's not all doom and gloom. Because to hear from the private sector saying, look, we can complain until we're blue in the face about the state of not even South Africa, but the world, about what government is doing, what government isn't doing, but let's just make whatever we can make happen. And that was the inspiring thing.
Well, I did see on a positive note, and we try to keep Fridays free of politics, mm-hmm. but according to Business Report this morning, Cyril Ramaphosa has secured $200 billion in investment pledges for South Africa, so he's working hard behind the scenes. That is good. His call for investment and has availed a combined $13.5 billion to be plowed back into the country's stagnant economy. Oh. This year's conference, which is a multinational and local business conference, the second South African investment conference, is a key milestone in the country's bold ambition to raise $1.2 trillion in new domestic and international investment over the next 5 years. It's held under the name Accelerating Growth by Building Partnerships. I always wonder who comes up with these names because they always sound terrible.
Let's find the longest title we can.
It's the same people who come up with the names of these funny new churches. Because they always add words they don't need. Mm. So you have...
The Real Church of Christ, of God the Savior.
Of God.
Yes. The miracle healing powerful church.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ, your God. And then those are the same people who name the Third African Investment Summit Conference of... Business. And then they say, under the theme...
Oh, yes.
Under the theme, doing things together for a better outcome. You know? It's like some idiot in an office who's paid money to come up with this crap.
That sounds so familiar. I swear there's probably something like that.
Here's what he's got so far. So Toyota have pledged $2.43 billion in investment because, of course, we're going to be building... What is it? Is it Hiluxes?
Yeah, we do build them over here.
Okay, so it might be some more of those. VM Automobile, $426 million. Agricultural Developmental Agency at $12.9 billion. Renogen at $700 million. The New Development Bank at $23 billion. And Transnet at $22 billion. Those are some of the investments that have been guaranteed. German medical aid and pharmaceutical device company B. Braun pledged to invest $300 million. So there's lots of Braun, B-R-A-U-N, Braun, Braun, if you prefer. So there's lots happening. It's fantastic. All right, here's a comment. This is some people are taking offense on behalf of God. Listen, when we all mock each other, even like when I was mocking Gugu just now for being unable to make friends, we understand, you know, it's not personal here.
It isn't personal.
Like, really,
no.
Nobody's getting God. Upset.
I really do.
Gord is wonderful and lifts your show to the next level. He's extremely intelligent and funny. Leanne, you don't like Gord and you don't like Damon.
Okay.
So now it's about you.
Firstly, I do like Gord. Secondly, until you're in a room with him, you don't realize how sapping of your energy he can be.
Yeah. And I think Leanne just means it's like being in a hurricane. You're pleased to survive, but while you're in it, it's kind of awkward. Things are flapping around. He's got an energy to him.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
It's one of the reasons we like having him. So
he must continue. I have nothing
against him. No one's trying to fire him.
No.
You know? No, we're not trying to fire him.
Gugu's unstoppable this morning, trying by all means to be unregulated. Cliff, sort him out. Mm-hmm. See, now Mfundo's trying to take control there. And morning, guys. If you'll ever stop digging and taking a stab at each other, you might as well go back to listening to FM radio. You go, Gugu, go. So people like the fact that we fight sometimes. That's great.
Sometimes.
Yes. Good morning. Has anyone else thought that Leanne and Gord could make an amazing couple?
No. No.
Hey?
See, no. Tell me the truth.
No.
Hey?
Darling, no.
See, I need to have space to speak as well.
I think Sia and Leanne could have a relationship of convenience.
I'm starting to really figure that out, and I think we'd work.
Like, I think you two could live together and
we could actually have a good marriage.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is what I mean. But you wouldn't, obviously you wouldn't be into each other on a physical level.
No.
No, we wouldn't go.
But you would, you know, I can imagine you two, like Leanne going, getting home from some, Sia, shall I order us pizzas? And Sia going, yes, that's a good idea. And the two of you like choosing a movie to watch on Netflix and shit.
When things like my computer breaks and stuff, he can sort that out.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I think we'd fight over the most arbitrary things though. Think like after every now and then you'd be so annoyed by my choice of dinner that would be
fine.
That's why it's a good marriage.
You know, it's so weird.
From the first day I saw you.
Do it on your knee.
I think Gareth's trying to talk here, guys.
I think Gareth was still talking.
I met with someone the other day, and
we're proposing.
And she was telling me how unhappy she is about the fact that she's like been married for a little while now, and things have been going really well, but there's none of that like obvious romance that she had in the beginning, you know. And I said to her, what are you expecting here? Like, be realistic. You've got a great husband. You've got a great life. The two of you are having a lot of fun together.
Mm.
Your kids are happy. You both have nice jobs, because they do. I was like, you know what? You've hit the jackpot. So you're not getting butterflies in your stomach anymore. Dude. That lasts, a week?
They're tired. They're sleeping.
Oh, I mean, really. The butterflies are exhausted. And
jeez.
Have you ever seen the lifespan of a butterfly? It's a couple of days. They don't last. So stop it. Just enjoy what you got. And I said to her, you know how many people there are in the world who would love to have half of the relationship you have? And this is true. Like Leanne was saying to us this morning, stop bitching. You have to reset yourself occasionally. Because we get so wrapped up in our own problems, like we suddenly, like load shedding comes along, like did this morning, and everything in your life is just a disaster. We were doing that,
look
right?
Look at the turnaround. It's amazing.
Well, you did that.
I know.
You're so right, though.
Stop rubbing it in.
Yeah, but you actually have to reset the computer in your head.
Yeah, you need perspective.
Mm.
With electricity, I have changed my mind completely after hearing the troubles in Zim. And that every single day they have 8 hours of electricity and that's it.
Hmm.
Okay, sweet. Really? If you find what works for you, then hold on to it. Because I really don't know if this is genuine or not. It might just be the brand pushing it to us. But did you see the video of the proposal yesterday?
No.
What proposal?
Well, yeah, it's even trending right now. It's called the KFC proposal. And it's just this couple who clearly were just... going out to KFC and they were sharing a meal there.
Right, okay.
And the gentleman got on one knee in a KFC and proposed. And it started off with naysayers going like, ugh, who would propose at a KFC? Ugh. But all then right. I love that South Africa bands up together sometimes and says, no, like, don't diss them.
Oh, she loves KFC.
KFC is meaningful to them. Then it's absolutely sweet. And so now everyone is trying to find this couple because as well the brand wants to like make it a moment. I think it's so sweet.
Oh, you know what? If you're going to get married in a KFC, that's great. Yeah. Honey, I bought you a Streetwise 5. I only want you a Streetwise 3.
That's so sweet, man.
That's very cute. I like that. That's lovely. You know?
I want to get this.
Just in the moment. They were probably having a normal conversation.
No, that's her favorite meal. Like, he's such a good dude.
Sure. Oh, that's beautiful. I love it. So nice.
Oh, man.
And you're my drumstick and my wing.
Dude,
I hope everybody's like on their side now. Because, you know, your first reaction is, ooh, KFC? And that was mine.
Shame. And he's asking people to take photos.
Take a photo, yeah. See that.
Cute.
Very nice. All right. Gugu's a boss. Melt those snowflakes. There's a bunch of messages coming in. This is from Graham.
Are we the snowflakes?
Yeah. Gord is amazing, talented, and hilarious. He is terrific. One of the most talented people. Yes, we know this. That's why we have him here, Eddie. And he is a terrific, terrific guy. And then someone says, I love you all with your authenticity. It's the weekend woohoo. Oh.
It's the weekend woohoo.
Yes, woohoo is how it goes. The offspring of Leanne and Gord could be the ultimate grammar Nazi.
Oh my gosh, shame.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to produce a grammar Nazi. I'd want to probably have somebody who's a little bit, who doesn't care about it. Because it drives you mad.
It's always better to have no kind of Nazi.
That's also true.
You know, if you're going to have anything, let it not be a Nazi.
This is very true.
It's usually a good thing to not have Nazis in the family.
Good rule in life.
Oh, all right. So,
any plans?
What
are you doing this weekend?
What am I doing? All right, let me see.
Today, what are you doing?
I have zero plans today and tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep it open. If something happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I'd actually like to have one of those woosa nights.
Mm-hmm.
Chill.
Dude, you wore the most interesting pants today. I thought you might have plans. Like, those are so interesting.
Why are they interesting?
Have you seen his pants?
No, I see they're like see baby them. Blue. Are they
no,
long?
No, but
very
it's
Miami
like a straight vibes. Leg, straight cut type of vibe. You always in skinny jeans. And this is like they're
I didn't
flapping.
Feel like, you know when you go to your cupboard and you're like, I don't want jeans.
Uh-huh.
They have those
just
days.
Because
I usually wear jeans to work. That's what I wear every day. It's kind of like a uniform. And then I'll have some kind of t-shirt, or if I have to dress up a little more, something with a collar. But this morning I was like, I do not want to wear jeans again today.
Mm.
That's all. And I have A couple of meetings this morning and that's it. So I was like,
you be you, Gareth.
Yeah, you be you. I'm not judging.
So no, nothing today. And then tomorrow, I've been invited to the opening of some place in Fourways Boot.
Is it? Eh?
It should be quite lekker.
Yes.
Awesome. I'm going to go to that with a bunch of my mates, which should be quite nice.
Ooh.
And then on Saturday night, we've got, it's one of my exes actually.
Ooh.
She's invited me and a whole lot of my really old friends who...
You actually stay friends with your ex?
I do. Well, some of them.
Okay.
Anyway, we're all going to her place and there's going to be a big cocktail party tomorrow night.
Cocktail.
How old are you?
Cocktail booty.
So I don't, what are men meant to wear to a cocktail party? Just a, is it meant to be a jacket?
In this heat?
I know.
Can you make an exception?
I think you could probably get away with, you know, a smart shirt.
Mm.
You think? Because I really, the party in Four Eyes Boots, I'm not going to dress
up for
that.
Anything goes these days. I mean, you could wear you could wear shorts and a bow tie.
You could, actually. People do. They mix it up. So let's see. I'll make my mind up on the day. And then Sunday, again, absolutely zero, which is going to be wonderful. So a little bit of recuperation this weekend from the last couple of weekends that have been insane. All right, let's go. Lion Park owner heartbroken after intruders poison four big cats. This is a terrible story. A family that owns a private lion park at Hartebeespoort is inconsolable over the death of four lions that were poisoned by intruders. Chameleon Village Lion Park was the home of big cats Thor, Mumford, Isis and Mia for years until they were poisoned with laced chicken on Tuesday night. The eldest lion was 11 years old and the youngest 7. That is absolutely horrible.
Dude, it's so horrible because I was watching another documentary last night.
By the way, I got feedback on your rhino documentary, but we'll get to that afterwards. Yeah, tell me.
It's called The Ivory Game. It's also how these freaking, I almost said Chinese, but Chinese, are, you know, poaching these elephants and they're doing it in Kenya quite a bit. Obviously using poor people to go after these things. And dude, they killed this majestic elephant called One Ton. This thing has tusks that are 2 meters long. It's one of the biggest in the world. With a little, what do they call it?
Dart?
No. An arrow. Poison arrow.
Oh, you're joking.
I promise you, dude. They use poison arrows to kill these things.
So why are you watching these conservation documentaries? What's happening?
I care about animals quite a bit.
Are you into that? Yeah, okay.
Wildlife especially.
No, I'm not criticizing. I'm just it's curious to me. So yesterday we spoke about another of Gugu's documentaries. Trophy is what it's called.
Trophy, yeah. Okay.
So I got this email from Andrew. He says, I'm a conservationist. I've written to you before about climate change. Just comments on the legalization of safe and the sale of rhino horn, sorry. I understand the idea behind it. In some ways it makes sense. What doesn't make sense is the demand for the product, as it has absolutely no medical value whatsoever. Yes.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true. The consumption is completely unnecessary and ineffective and serves to benefit nobody. On the basis that I'm against the sale of rhino horn, rhino's values and the ecological role they play in their natural environment. And they are beneficial in the short-term relief of poaching, and I agree this should be done. But to farm rhinos for the supply to a foreign market of a substance that humans grow on their very own hands is absurd. It's backwards, and it's a complete dereliction of our duties as custodians of our natural heritage. We should not use our own natural resources to appease archaic, unevolved traditions. If people want to consume rhino horn, they can chew on their own effing fingernails. Regards, Andrew.
Yeah,
but Andrew, my thing is, if he doesn't do that, still the poachers are going to come and kill rhino to get that horn. It's not going to fix the problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least this is a temporary sort of solution.
There is a way we can eventually, I suppose, by education and by dragging these...
Which will take a while, right?
These people into the 21st century. It's going to take a long time. Mm. In the meantime, we have to assuage the demand by creating a supply. And that money could be used to buff up conservation attempts in the wild. And you have these farms that breed rhinos just for their horns. I mean, they don't have to be killed, right?
No, they don't have to be killed. They just cut it off.
Their horns, yeah. So I agree with you. Let's not have the rhinos killed is the point, I think. Anyway, so these poor lions are dead, which is so sad. You know,
why? I mean, were they trying to kill them and grab them?
I don't know. So, I mean, Henny Pio, who's the owner of the park, was at home with his family 9 p.m. Intruders cut through a fence and threw poisoned chicken pieces to the big cats. He said the intruders most likely fled because of the barking of his neighbor's dogs. My wife and I raised them and loved them wholeheartedly.
Oh, gosh.
They were our children. In fact, we had them way before we had our child, who's now 3 years old. This is painful. I don't know what I'm feeling, whether I'm angry or heartbroken. It's by no means related to this ugly criminal situation that we're talking about, but I don't know that it's a good idea that people keep lions.
Yeah, and don't be calling them your children. They're still animals.
Only a matter of time before they would have eaten your three-year-old anyway, but that's besides the point.
Gosh.
Over 200 Joburg firefighters suspended an unprotected strike. They've lost their labor court bid to interdict their suspensions. That means that obviously these guys are going to have to carry on with their suspension. And that's probably bad news for people who might end up with fires because there aren't going to be enough firefighters to come and help you. In July, the firefighters refused to attend call-outs, citing concerns over non-assignment of supervisors. This is actually such a boring story.
Well, you actually yawned.
Yeah, I think that's so boring.
In the middle of it.
I was bored, sorry.
Oh.
Free Wi-Fi was introduced to more than 100 locations in the Cape Flats on Thursday, thanks to Google. How do you like that?
I think it's really cool.
By gaining access to information via the internet, we hope people in these communities will get a more equal opportunity and learn and develop and live more empowered lives, said Google Africa director Nitin Gajaria.
So it's called Google Station.
Yes.
Very cool.
And they're in areas like Langa, Khayelitsha, Gugulethu, Tudelft, Elsie's Rivier, and Philippi. Google Station's been launched with internet service provider Think Wi-Fi and will allow users to get 30 minutes of free Wi-Fi at a time. They can keep connecting as many times as they want. Good.
Mm.
I do think that it would be great if we could have free Wi-Fi for everyone on Earth. It would help people to be able to research things, learn a little bit more about the world.
It's like a public library, really.
Exactly. And of course, they're also going to get on social media and become trolls, but we have to take the good with the bad. Right? So you have to take a little bit of this with a little bit of that. More than 140 people were arrested in South Africa during cross-border operations conducted simultaneously by 28 countries in southern and eastern Africa. How's this?
These operations pop out of nowhere.
They probably have been planned for months, right? And they've probably been going on underground for a long time. But the six-day multinational operation saw the arrest of people for facilitating human trafficking, theft, possession of drugs, counterfeit goods, suspected stolen property, unlicensed firearms, and undocumented immigrants, among other crimes. Operation Usalama is a series of multidisciplinary crime-fighting operations conducted simultaneously by 28 countries in the region. I think that's fantastic. Usalama is a Swahili word which means security and has been going for 6 years. And then they swoop down and they get these bad guys and they find out who's human trafficking, who's stealing vehicles. Because you know what happens, right? A lot of our vehicles that are stolen and hijacked here.
Cross-border, boy.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens to them there? They get disassembled or they get their engine numbers filed off and then someone it's has finished. Them in, you know.
I was behind a definitely stolen car yesterday.
How did you know?
I could just see. So when I was in the south,
yeah.
I dated a panel beater's son.
Here we go. Light your cigarettes, folks.
All right, everybody, make yourself comfortable. Here we go.
Here it comes.
I dated a panel beater's son.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he was able, he would often receive cars that had just been stolen and needed a repaint job.
Quick.
And to not do Eddie's panel beater shop where he was just a worker.
Yeah.
He would do it at home with a spray thing.
Yeah,
spray.
Yeah.
And I can tell those hand spray jobs.
Sure.
And I was in a massive roadblock yesterday. Mm. I was on my way to Noni, which is another story. And these two enormous police trucks, like they'd set up office. They were like
on the road.
Yeah, on either side. And people were standing on stairs leading up to these trucks paying fines.
Sure.
Their cars all parked on the side of the road. So it was a really big roadblock.
Mm.
And I was behind this definitely stolen car.
Mm-hmm.
And the cop just looked at his license and said, go, you're free to go. And I thought, sure. Dude.
Don't you see?
No, don't you see? I wasn't going to get in there, you know. Don't necessarily want to accuse someone driving a stolen car.
Sure. Wow. Yeah, and you don't want to get into an argument with them either. And then finally, the social media world was rocked and shocked by the BCCSA ruling on interview with rapist Nicholas Nino's mom. Well, surprise, surprise, you idiots on social media. The dismissal of complaints against the SABC for their interview with convicted child rapist Nicholas Nino's mother has been met with outrage on social media. Outrage. The Broadcasting Complaints Commission said on Wednesday they dismissed the complaints and ruled that the broadcaster didn't violate its code when the interview was aired. How could they? I think it's interesting to speak to a nutcase's mother. Don't you? Mm. People were saying, no, we shouldn't platform people like this. Well, the mother hasn't raped a child.
Yeah.
The mother might be a little unstable, probably is if you consider the way a child turned out, but it might all be him. She might be normal as hell. Don't you want to know?
Oh, well, they have a past. One of the things that she highlighted in the interview was she regretted taking drugs in front of him. Because she feels like she exposed him, and that was the beginning.
She sounds like a real winner. I mean, look, these are not top draw people. But the fact is, wouldn't you like to hear from them?
Yeah.
Sure. Now, who are these people on social media who are outraged that want to ban the rest of us without our permission from listening to Nicholas Nino's mother? Who are these people?
Dude.
Like, they wake up in the morning and they suddenly, the voice of God enters their head and they,
person on social media.
Yes, Lord.
I am here to tell you that you must stop all the other people from hearing this woman speak.
Okay,
yes,
Lord.
I'm going to go on social media now and express outrage. Outrage.
Oh,
I saw such a great cartoon the other day. I actually took a screenshot of it because I thought it would
I thought you watch cartoons. I was like, Gareth.
No, you fool. Okay. A drawn cartoon. What's the magic word to get what you want?
Please.
I'm offended. Yes, that's what's happening. All right. And apparently the commission said 550 complaints against the broadcast had been brought for airing the segment on October 27th. Oh, please. I used to get like 500 complaints a week.
You were bad.
About all kinds of things. And I think I still have the record at the BCCSA for the number of rulings against me and the ones I was exonerated of. And it's just ridiculous. Like, come on. I can't believe in 2019 there are still people running around who are deciding on behalf of everyone else what to be banned and what shouldn't be banned. Amazing.
I was just speaking last night, in fact, about a friend of mine who is offended when a man swears in front of her.
Oh.
Oh, and I said to her, I would be offended. There's something that freaks me out when a man swears and then he touches me on my shoulder and goes, sorry.
Oh.
Just because I have a vagina, does it mean that my ears are going to hurt when I hear a swear word? Yeah. So on that note,
I don't like those kind of chicks either who get offended. It's like, how do you swear in front of me? It's like, well, those are your ears in my mouth. Like, I own it.
Well, I mean, Gugu, we know how sensitive you are.
Like, zero.
Okay, that's all the headlines you need to know today. Let's go to the messages for this morning, because it's always good. If I may ask, how many exes do I have? I reckon I had probably 4 or 5 serious relationships. The rest were all ridiculous, so probably 4 or 5 exes. These Asians have apparently got good hospitable manners, however they have no heart or empathy for animals. On another note, you see, that's just be careful, because we're talking about a particular kind of culture that this rhino horn thing has been somehow embedded in, and it's not all Asians. Be very careful. It just sounds really racist when you say it that way. And I'm not sensitive, but I'm just warning you, Ruth, in advance. On another note, this demerit system is serious. Someone I know went to get their license renewal, and they have 7 demerits already, and the limit is 12.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
I wonder if that's going to happen to all of us now. Gabby says, Gord is great, but he's a lot and needs to learn to listen and contribute. He just talks over everyone. Okay. Pass on the feedback to him. I got proposed to on email.
What?
Married my husband, and we've been married 19 years. Isn't that romantic? That's amazing.
Oh, he's a geek or something.
No, that's cute. Okay, I
was
don't mean
to. Was the email 20 years ago?
That's what I'm thinking. It was like still new and...
It might have been...
Yahoo Mail.
The year 2000.
It might have been like a thing. Like, can you believe I got an email and it was a proposal?
Hmm.
No, that's actually so cute.
Yeah.
Nowadays. because it just wouldn't hold up. No. But back then, yes, that's cute.
All right. Be careful, because in Thailand, where I live, the Thais respect animals. Yeah, you see, that's what I'm saying.
No, it's China. It's China that's the problem.
Well, also Vietnam is one of the main centers there. But you can't say the whole of China. Like, there are people who live in Shanghai and Hong Kong and Guangzhou who are not running around trying to get a rhino horn into their drinks.
Yeah, but it's legal to trade rhino horn and ivory in China.
It's also illegal to murder people, and that happens every day.
Oh, crrr.
You know, it's
legal. Yeah, it's allowed to do that. So it empowers this trade.
There are parts of the world where there are cultures that still think it's okay, which is tantamount to law for all intents and purposes, to eat people. Huh. Yes.
So what I'm saying is I'm not going after Chinese people. I'm going after China, because they allow for this to happen.
Mm. Big enemy you've chosen there. Let's see how that turns out. All right. Okay.
Moving right along.
Do you want the cryptocurrencies this morning? I don't know if anyone...
I don't know what they mean.
Doesn't even make a difference.
Yeah, I don't think we need to do that. You know, you can look it up by just going on your phone and like spending 2 seconds Googling it. And I don't see the point of us doing that for you, because it's not really useful, is it? All right, so let's look at what else is going on in the world, because there are a couple of stories that are bubbling around. A lot of people with Friday feeling, Friday motivation, some people talking about load shedding. And as Sia mentioned, that KFC proposal, which is a very cute, heartwarming story of a couple who got engaged in the KFC, and it looks like they're going to get married, and now, of course, they're going to have free chicken at their wedding.
You see? Catering.
Clever.
No, then I need to, like, get married in a diamond store.
Yes, yeah, and then that diamond store is going to just supply diamonds to all your guests.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah. See how it works.
A new property development somewhere gorgeous.
I know we spoke about this the other day, but I'm encountering people now all the time since we brought it up on the show, who are telling me that they're not going anywhere for the holidays. Mm. They're also not spending this holiday, and they're not buying gifts for people they don't need to.
Mm.
So I think it's happening all over the place.
Yeah.
It could just be the economy, but it might also be people going, you know what? Wasting money.
Oh, I'm encountering the opposite. People are out here living their best lives.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you doing for the holidays?
I'm going to Durban and Cape Town.
Oh, both.
What is you?
Wow.
Hey lang. But what I'm doing?
Splashing out.
I'm not splashing out, but
just flying everywhere. Not even taking a bus.
All right. Some other people wanting to jump in on Gugu's interest in animal conservation. Some people suggesting you should watch The Cove, which is very disturbing.
Okay.
What about those dolphins?
I can't watch it.
Let me write that down.
Agree, Gugu. I'm with you. You should talk about whaling and dolphin hunting too. That comes from Ruth this morning. And then another bunch of people saying that you should check out that. Yeah, there's about 10 comments here from people who say you should watch The Cove. I have never watched it because it looks just very, very upsetting. And I know that I'm putting my head in the sand like an ostrich, but I can't. There's some things.
Yeah,
it's like those videos people put up on Facebook of animal cruelty. I can't watch them. I can't even watch those ones where people get like knocked over by cars, or you see a bad accident. And you know, people put those things in WhatsApp all the time. I'm on a bunch of groups, and on one of the groups, you have to have a pretty strong constitution, because you never know what you're going to open. Mm. Half the time when you open the stuff, it's that woman having an orgasm going,
You received one the other day in the office. Yeah, you did not
know which
even
one I mean,
bat
right? No, I'm
eyelid.
So used to it. Let me show you. This one comes
up all ear-piercingly loud.
Yeah,
you
know
were not even moved or bothered by it.
Where is this damn thing?
But on the other side of the scale, I was with Alan Ford this week when he received one. Oh my goodness.
He got one of those?
It's not me. It's not me. Gas, it's not me.
Sounds like him.
He needed a whole declaration.
Is it this one?
Yeah. She sounds like a donkey.
She does though, doesn't she?
And it's always super loud, because you, no matter how much you turn your phone down, normal volume always comes through really, really loud.
Or it gets attached to a video that you've had to put the volume up on.
It starts off very innocent.
And usually it's like a picture of something that looks like, you know, there's a rabbit, or there's something that you don't expect to be controversial at all. So you open it up, and then she's like, it's great. But then I'm only getting my own back because I used to do that on the show. I used to play these orgasm sounds for people on the radio show, and even here at Cliff Central. And then they'd like send me these messages on social media saying, "Oh, you just ruined my day because I was in the car with the kids or whatever." And I had to explain the sound to them. And okay.
Oh, it's a donkey.
Maybe I deserve it.
It's an angry donkey.
Yeah, I probably deserve it. All right, what else is going on?
It's funny and worth it.
Wait, sorry, Sio was going to check his calendar and see what he's doing this weekend.
Yes, Sio, let's see how busy is your calendar?
No, I just have two things.
Just the two?
I have brunch on Sunday.
That's nice, very good.
And then I'm seeing my cousin tomorrow.
That's it. Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know how things are. The blanks will get filled up as well very, very quickly. Yeah.
All right. Very nice. Ass doing anything fun?
No. Sorry.
Nothing fun at all.
I had my fill of fun this week. Yesterday I was at the Formula K Business Park track.
Oh, I missed it.
It was just a site visit ahead of the event in a week's time. But I got so sunburnt within 2 hours on that track.
Ooh.
That I actually had to have a cold shower and a snooze when I got home.
Shit, really?
Yeah. Hmm. But it's looking amazing. I don't know if you've heard about this, what they're calling a big sinkhole in Benoni. It's cut off an entire road, Snake Road, which is a big main road.
Snake Road, I know Snake Road. Mm. Yeah.
But it's not actually a sinkhole. It's caused from a big main water pipe that's burst.
Oh, hell, yeah.
And how long has this been going on for?
About a week now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So does that mean that people who use Snake Road usually are now
inconvenienced? They're up in arms.
Yeah, well, I mean, and listen, people on the East Rand are very seldom calm, so.
You don't want to mess with them.
No, exactly.
It's so amazing, though, as you get onto the highway near that area, the cars speed up.
Yeah, it's because they're from the East.
Sure.
Always moving, Butchie.
From the East.
See, the East is, you have to put some respect on the East.
Different part of the world.
Mm. That's why I still am in contact with my driver who has my keys.
Oh, you still don't have them?
He's in the East. I was like, let me know when you're in the North, buddy.
We got a message here.
I'm not going there.
Yeah, how's this? Uber contacted us.
Yeah.
Uber listened to the show and this was listening to the repeat in the afternoon, not even the live show. And they're like, oh, has your guy Sia managed to find his keys?
Well, that's very sweet. They're very on top of things because they're also personally emailed.
So he
me.
Wasn't
yeah.
sitting on your couch eating Cocoa Pops and using
no,
all your toilet paper.
He was not.
Carl says, "I'm broke as hell, but I'm still going on holiday. That Joe Camino is a party pooper. You only live once."
He scares the living daylights out of me.
Yeah, he's terrifying.
Like the whole of yesterday, I was seriously concerned about the economy of South Africa.
Just biting on your fingernails.
Something you normally accept you can't do anything about.
Exactly. Yeah. I made it the core conversation at the family pit tonight last night.
Well, maybe that was what started me off in a bad mood this morning. Because when I was driving in, I was thinking, oh, it's a beautiful morning and it's Friday and look at this. It's great. November, best time of the year. I was full of beans and then I got in here and I was like, oh, load shedding. So, all right.
I think we need to get shocked, though.
Start listening at like 6:15 and you'll have a better...
It'll be okay,
Then you'll have a good morning. All right, when we come back, we'll get into some of the news. We'll talk about some of the things you want to talk about, and you can get hold of us on 079-748-2090. Let us know what you're up to this morning. CliffCentral.com. Friday morning.
CliffCentral.com.